record, like the shortest meeting ever.
We'll just warn him ahead of time. We've got places to go, people to see.
Here comes Lisa, we'll wait for her and we'll get underway.
Where did I put that on?
That was interesting.
Oh my goodness. My idea, but I'll talk to you after. You know how that does the cars for coats?
Yeah.
Can't we do cars for cans or something for our food pantry next year?
Hello?
We can do it, but it's not gonna be the name.
I'll be in charge of it.
The name is Festival of.
I will do it.
Next week I'll be there, the week after.
Whatever we do.
Be out of the building.
Musical chairs.
Can't we connect it, merge it, because.
Yeah.
We just need to try something. We're gonna do the fundraiser on the third. Whatever, that was just a thought. It doesn't need to be the end result, this.
You should do something about fuel or speed or.
Not much, brother, we're a long ways away.
Elisa.
The food pantry.
Good evening.
So we'll all ponder it now.
We can't make jokes, Ted and I can't make jokes if we don't sit beside each other.
That's right.
Is that why I'm over here?
We separated you two.
Is that why I'm over here?
We were tired of the side talking.
Bruce, how's it going?
When Linda was taking minutes.
Okay, I'm all right, Ted, how are you?
Great.
All of a sudden I came and I was here.
You're smiling, that's good.
Time out.
There's nothing weighing on your soul right now.
What?
If you can smile, there's nothing weighing on your soul.
Right.
All right.
I'm pretty worry-free.
Okay, it's 6:30, let's get underway here. Welcome to our meeting. There are not many items on the agenda. That's good. Public comments, do we have anyone here who wants to make a public comment and that is not part of the meeting agenda already? No public comments. Do you like North Salt Lake? You don't like North Salt Lake? All right. Consideration of a preliminary design plan and final plat for the villas at Bella Vita, phase 3, located at Edgewood Drive. Curtis Bennett. I see Steve. Curtis, are you Curtis? Oh, good. All right.
Barnett.
Curtis Barnett.
Barnett. Yep. Okay. So on May 20th of this year, the Bella Vita General Development Plan was amended by the City Council with no conditions, and that amendment effectively removed the second condo building from the General Development Plan and added 6 villas, if you can remember that application. So it reduced the number of units on the General Development Plan from 103 to 73 units overall. They're now requesting just preliminary and final plat approval for the villas phase 3, and that consists of 29 single-family homes. So it's this portion that's undeveloped. It'll finish out the development. It also includes completion of the open space and the trail amenities for the development. Can you go back one? Sorry. So you can see there's some walking trails and open space amenities throughout there, so that will finish that with this phase. As I mentioned, it contains 29 single-family lots. The setbacks are 18 feet to the front yard, 5 feet to a property line, and 10 feet between the buildings. It'll also complete the private road system in the development, and the developer has agreed to install the trail on the west side of the property, and that extends all the way from the farthest northwest point, which connects to the views at Eaglewood Village, PUD, and will go all the way up to, the trail will go all the way from Parkway Drive to that point on the property that they own. So a trail agreement was written up with the approval of Edgewood Phase 2 Plat J, which is up the road a bit. It's on the other side of the street up here, I think. And the deadline for completion of the trail was the sooner of 3 deadlines. The villas at Bella Vita Phase 3 final approval, Granite Ridge phase one final approval, or October 15th, I think, 2015. So this is going to be the trigger. This is the first one that's coming. And it doesn't appear that they're going to be able to meet that deadline due to several factors. We haven't received approval from Kern River or Questar for the trail installation, and also Granite Ridge hasn't received approval for their property. So we're not sure where the alignment of the trail will be. Granite Ridge has agreed to dedicate the trail property to the city on their side of the property. We have an easement on this side of the property. So the developer is responsible for the installation of the trail on this side. So the DRC is recommending that instead of holding them to that agreement and requiring that they install the trail at this time, that we just take the cash for the installation of the trail, and the city will install the trail on both sides of the property. That way they have the cost of the installation is now the burden of the city to put the trail in. Also, in my staff report, I had mentioned that all bonding, impact fee, and trail payments and the recording of the subdivision plat would have to occur within a 30-day period, which is in our city code. The developer has requested that we extend that amount of time. We've noted that it's very difficult for the developers to get all those things in place in just a 30-day period, so they've requested that there be a 60-day period after the city council approval for them to get their plat recorded and get everything in. Mostly it was an issue of the bonding companies weren't able to get the bonds in place in time within that 30 days. I've handed out an amended motion after a discussion with the developer today. They just wanted, mostly they wanted that 60-day approval, which is number two. And then you can see on number one on the amended motion, the underlined portions are what have been added. They wanted to clarify that the installation of the trail was only on their property so that we weren't charging them for the Granite Ridge property also. And then they wanted kind of a cost estimate. So our city engineer gave us a cost estimate, and we don't think it would go beyond $5,000. The developer has agreed to have that language in there, not to exceed $5,000. So the DRC's amended recommendation would be recommending approval with two conditions. That one, full payment for the installation of the portion of the trail owned by the applicant connecting Parkway Drive to the Views at Eaglewood Village PUD, not to exceed $5,000, must be deposited with the city prior to recording the subdivision plat. Excuse me. And two, the applicant must record the subdivision plat within 60 days after city council approval. Do you have any questions?
I was looking at the map and I saw unit number 21 look like there was a border going right to the front door in the driveway. And I suppose that's kind of an official thing, but the owner of number 21 isn't even going to know that that line is there. Is that true?
Yeah, there won't be anything on the ground that would designate that.
Well, certainly, but is there, because this is recorded and platted, is it a different HOA? Is it, you know,
do they have a different HOA for Bella Vita as the villas?
There's two HOAs, Bella Vita condos and Bella Vita, the villas.
And is that a property line?
This is a property line. Mm-hmm. But the unit is 5 feet off the property line.
It is 5 feet, the
yes.
home?
Mm-hmm.
So there.
It kind of juts out here, so
yeah,
it's
see
5
that notch?
Feet here.
Okay.
And then there's like a walkway. So that you don't have to have a setback from the walkway.
So the driveway is it's not, it's beyond that little corner that's pointing to the left in the picture. But so the ground, it looks like there's some grounds on the bottom right of unit 21 that's going to be cared for by two different people. Is that true?
Are you talking about this triangle right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, right in there. Is that going to be, that's part of the other HOA, isn't it?
That's a good question.
Do you? Okay.
You want to come up?
Can you come up?
Yeah, come on up, Steve. Thank you.
There are three different HOAs involved.
There's Steve Israelson.
The Edgewood Twin Home. Oh, yeah. Steve Israelson, 742 Eagle Pass.
Thank you.
Three different HOAs are involved. The Twin Home HOA with the park that's to the front of the facility. The villas, which we have here, and then obviously the condo building. And all of those share, and does this show, yeah. So this is the park right here, and you can see, although there's property lines here, there's no clear delineation of, you know, all of that. So this is the park that the twin homes have, and then this area here obviously is the villas, which comes up into the here, comes across through here, and through here, and across here. And none of that is fenced or delineated in terms of separate property lines. But we have come up with a way in terms of the mowing of the grass, and it's the same people who do the maintenance and the mowing and all the maintain the grounds everywhere are the same people. And so they just invoice us separately for the separate parcels.
Okay.
I just have a question on the fees. I don't know how that works, Sally. So if it's, I mean, the $5,000, if it's more than that, then he doesn't have to pay more. But if it's less than that, do they get money back, or how does that work?
Yeah, we would only charge him the actual cost of the installation. Okay. And this $5,000 is
an
a really high estimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Mr. Barnett, would you care to, do you have anything you'd like to add? If you don't, that's just great. Okay. We're happy you're here too. Any other questions or comments from the commission? Do I hear a motion? I'll do it. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the proposed preliminary design plan and final plat for the villas at Bella Vita, Phase 3, to the City Council with two conditions. Number one, full payment of the installation of the portion of the trail owned by the applicant connecting Parkway Drive to the views at Eaglewood Village PUD, not to exceed $5,000, must be deposited with the city prior to recording the subdivision plat. And number two, the applicant must record the subdivision plat within 60 days after City Council approval.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any comments? All right. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Very good. Should be a nice development. All right. We're going to move on to our notes, our minutes. So we've got minutes from June 10th. Oh, thank you, Steve.
Quick and painless.
All right. Let's look this over. I got a few things. Anybody have any comments on page one? Lisa? You usually do, but maybe don't tonight. Okay. Allie, I would add Allie Avery reported on lines 32 and 37, Allie Avery reported that this item was not postponed. Canceled really does mean canceled. So in both of those, so replace canceled with not postponed. If anybody, you know, wants to argue with me, that's fine. Anybody have comments on page two? I have, let's see, line 53. I would move the word would. That's about five words in to the sentence and put it over in place of if. So it would say included construction of a concrete or included construction of a concrete building would, let's see, it was a bigger one. I'm not reading the sentence right. Well, let's leave it as it is right now. So how am I, can anybody, if this were a bigger project or included construction?
Or if
would more improvements need to be made? Okay, yeah, comma after building.
And then would?
And then would more improvements need to be made? Okay.
Question mark.
Yeah, I guess that'd be, yeah, put in a question mark. Because it's asked instead of stated. All right. Page three. That line 87 needs a space between district width. Let's see. Line 90. I would, at the end is the word however, I would substitute the word but. Okay, then at line 96, I kind of had a question. The DRC recommends that the truck may not obstruct parking. I wonder if it should say the city code requires that the truck shall not obstruct parking and so forth.
Well, it's what the city code, what's what the DRC, was it a recommendation though in terms of what reflects the minutes of what happened?
I think it was the DRC recommendation because it lists all the conditions that the DRC was recommending.
Yeah.
You can say pursuant to.
And it can stay there like that and that'd be fine. It seems to me that it's more than just a recommendation. I think we're obligated. They're obligated to do it.
Would you want to do this, Bruce? You could say, Chairman, you could say the DRC recommends that the truck may not obstruct parking as provided in city code. Insert that there.
Let's go. Just stick it at the end of the sentence.
Approaches.
Yeah.
As, you know, yeah, as provided in city code.
As provided in city code.
Okay. 97, I'd put a comma after the word site. Anybody have comments on page four? We miss you, Brian.
Public comments are over, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's here early for our 7 o'clock meeting. Anything on page five?
Yeah. Oh, no, not five, sorry.
Six. On line 191, the word questions. Yeah, strike the S. And then in 196, on to the, needs a space. And 219, I would strike the word the. Jim Spunk commented that it was important to address all of the landscaping on site. So the between address and all should be struck. Page seven.
Just transposition on line 233 of the spelling on consideration. Could take out the extra D. Line 233, you have consideration misspelled.
Well, there's an extra D, yeah. I didn't see that.
The sun was in your eyes at that point in time.
Consideration.
Yeah.
Okay. 242, I'd say per day with the parking shared among all the units. So strike the word is. Line 261, that no outdoor storage. Strike the S. We have a kind of a special case here. She amended her own motion. So I'd say Commissioner Jensen moved to amend her motion instead of the. And then line 300, that.
You have to add a second, the motion was still seconded after that motion was amended.
It's in there. Commissioner Trinkle seconded the amended motion.
On 286.
Oh,
there it is.
There it is, right there.
But on 286, the period is inside the quotes, right after approval, period, quote.
Oh, yeah. Move that in. Okay, line 300. Commissioner Baskin moved that the minutes from April 22, 2014 be approved.
Be better.
Generally, there's a comma after 2014, but be approved as amended. And the same thing on line 307, so that the verb are is changed to be.
Be.
Just, yeah, be approved. Anybody else have any comments, other comments?
Good minutes. I make the motion that we approve the minutes as amended on June 10th, 2014.
I'll second it. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Good. Do
just
I hear a
reminder.
Motion to
adjourn? Oh, I was just going to say, just a reminder, we've got the race this weekend and a festival of speed and fireworks.
Oh, it's going to be so wonderful. I won't be here. I'll be out of town. But it looks great. The other thing I wanted to mention was that across the street, they're getting all the plantings in on that retention basin. And it's dramatically improving.
Yeah.
It looks a lot better today.
Yeah, so it does.
They got a lot of trees in, and they've got the irrigation system in, and it actually kind of looks like it was an intentional act.
Oh.
Instead of an afterthought.
Motion to adjourn.
That's on Eagle Drive. It's the basin.
I haven't seen the plantings yet. I'll have to drive by.
It's a big concrete basin for the water for the golf course.
Is anybody going to go to this meeting on July 9th that she just handed out? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, Ted handed it out.
It's in Payson.
Ted handed out. Oh, it's in Payson.
You know what? I didn't even catch it. It was in
Well,
Payson.
It was Utah County.
Sorry,
last time we went.
Yes.
We did. We went to
like a standalone.
Orem?
Yeah.
What was it? Orem? Something like that.
So is it similar, maybe, to Wadali,
no,
to what we did
only
before?
Probably is.
But not, I mean, you don't go often enough that it's good to go again if you can.
Okay, the trainer is Megan Ryan.
Educates you. Yeah.
It's the same person, right? Megan
I
Ryan?
I don't remember her name. I'm impressed if you remember
I think
her
she's
name.
The same person that we
it's been
that,
years
that,
since
that
we
trained
gone.
Us. So I think I've been to her meeting twice.
If you wanted to go and I went to town, I'd go with you, but.
Not attached to your house, standalone, two car garage.
I won't be back till the 20th of July, 21st of July.
Wow, you want, where are you going?
Germany, Czech Republic.
Oh, fine.
No kidding.
Go to
that's
Jewish
true.
Quarters
no,
in, bra- in Prague.
New people.
Go to Jewish quarters in Prague.
I will then.
It is really beautiful and amazing and humbling.
This is sure intimidating being on this
I
side of the
it.
Podium.
Yeah. It was a really
I'm here to petition to get my 2005 Suburban into the.